Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
Tonight. Yes, this is Thanksgiving Day. Man has set aside one day per year to give God thanks. But we are thanking God for you, the listeners on tonight, for taking the time out to tune in to hear another word from the Lord on tonight. None other than, my guest is none other than Bishop Rosemary Giroux from Slidesville, Louisiana, will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. I'm asking her if she's going to open up with prayer on tonight for us. So I'm asking our listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome woman of God. Bishop Rosemary Giroux will be delivering God's word once again on tonight. Please mark your calendar and remember that she always brings forth God's word over this worldwide platform every third Thursday night. So mark your calendars if you don't know already. Mark your calendars for every third Thursday night. This awesome woman of God brings forth God's word also. So please get your Bible pens and paper ready to follow along. Again, she's going to open up with prayer. Following her prayer, we're going to come back. We're going to do a music break following the prayer. After Bishop Giroux has prayed, we're going to come back and we are going to do our music break, and then we're going to turn the mic over to her to deliver God's word. So, Bishop Giroux, I now yield the mic to you for prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we reverence you. We glorify your mighty and your holy name. For you alone is God. Besides you, there is no other. In the mighty name of Jesus. You're full of majesty, honor, and glory. Father, we welcome you here. And we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, to just touch everyone who you want to be on the radio talk show, God, that they may have an ear to hear, Father God, and a mind to receive and heart your word in the mighty name of Jesus. For Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord, you've been so good to us, oh God. Lord, for your word said you reign on the unjust just as well as the just. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we thank you for this radio talk show. For you alone is God. Besides you, there is no other. You alone is God. Hallelujah. And you are sovereign. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you, Father, to have thy own way. Not our will, Master, but your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, loose your anointing, O Lord. Loose your anointing, O God. For it's your anointing that destroys every yoke, O God. We bind every hindered spirit, every act that tries to stop or attack the word going forth in this hour. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that powerful prayer on tonight. So now we are getting ready to go to our music break. Total praise. And following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Bishop Rosemary Jairu. Once again, she's going to be bringing forth God's word together once again on tonight. But our spiritual food for thought, before the music break, our spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, in other words, we need to always remember this. Never forget, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Once again, man has set aside one day per year to celebrate Thanksgiving. But as a saint of God, as a believer in Jesus Christ, we need to remember as a spiritual food for thought that never forget, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. So right now, I ask that you would enter your mind to receive this song on tonight, total praise. Why? Because God is worthy of our praise. Once again, following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Bishop Rosemary Jairu. And I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready. Follow along with this woman of God as she delivers God's word on tonight. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Total praise. God deserves our total praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, he deserves our total praise. Just because of who he is, we thank God for that song on tonight. I do want to remind the listeners and the followers that I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all_James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, you can always email me. I welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. Email me at all_James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, once again, now we are ready to receive this awesome woman of God who is going to deliver God's word on tonight. Once again, none other than Bishop Rosemary Jairu from Slidesdale, Louisiana. Listeners, I pray that you have your Bibles, pens, and paper ready so you can follow along. Bishop Jairu, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Let's take a moment, and I just want to enter up into the gates. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory, for he has done great things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints of the Most High God, people of God, we coming from the book of Psalms 19. Hallelujah. 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 I want to share with you guys that there are 77 times that this phrase, to God be all the glory, is written from Genesis to Revelation. 77 times. Hallelujah. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, you alone should know. The world says that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. But people of God, do you really know that he is good all the time? Glory be to God. Who woke you up this morning? Who gave you your function? The movement of your hands and your legs. Your heart beats. What a mighty God we serve. And he's a forgiving God. A merciful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 19, verse 1 declares, the heaven declares the glory of God. And the sky proclaims the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour out speech. Night after night, they communicate knowledge. There is no speech. There are no words. Their voice is not heard. Why? Their message has gone out to all the earth. And their words to the ends of the world. Glory to God. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a groom coming from the bridal chamber. It rejoices like an athlete running a course. It rises from one end of the heavens and circles to the other end. Nothing is hidden from his heat. The instruction of the Lord is perfect, renewing one's life. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making the inexperienced wise. The precepts of the Lord are right, making the heart glad. The command of the Lord is radiant, making the eyes light up. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are reliable and altogether righteous. They are more than desirable than gold, than an abundance of pure gold, and sweeter than honey, which comes from the honeycomb. In addition, your servant is warned by them. There is great reward in keeping them, my God. Who perceives his unintentional sins, cleansing me from my hidden faults. Moreover, keep your servant from willful sins. Do not let them rule over me. Then I will be innocent and cleansed from blatant rebellion. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Glory be to God. For we the people of God, amen. Before we got saved, hallelujah, we did not know him. And we were skeptical. We wanted to know, was there a God? Is there a God? Who is God? And we were told that he loved us. Glory be to God. And then our own way and our own thoughts interrupted us. Because it was my life, my ways. But if you would be willing to tell the truth and accept it on the grounds of the truth, that sometimes our ways and thoughts get us in big old trouble. Hidden sin, hidden faults, hidden thoughts. Come on now, glory be to God. And then our family follows us. Glory be to God. And we lead them into the same sin that we're in. Or once we're in. Glory be to God. But then one day, something wonderful happened. The songwriter said, he touched me. Hallelujah. Or you was on your dying bed and he touched you. Or a lying report went out on you. But then he touched you. Then the thief, the robber, and the murderer came in and just pulled you up from the floor. But then a miracle happened. He touched me. I tell you, saints of the Most High God, I am overseer Rosemary Jarro. And I thank God for remembering how frail I was. And still are. Amen. Because running against the light, living against the light, open doors for incarceration, open doors for crimes that I don't even choose to talk about. But what I am going to say is this, that it got me sentenced to 17 years of hard labor in St. Gabriel. After doing 4.5 years being in prison, I went straight from the streets, straight to upper lockdown 27. That was my cell number. Upper lockdown, maximum security. 4 years without the jail knowing that I was even there. Never had an ID band on, but they fed me 3 meals a day. Came out for 1 hour a day to take a shower. That part. Hear me well. Still today, I only know the truth because Jesus Christ came on the scene. As a matter of fact, he was there all the while, but I never knew. My mother was a Roman Catholic and my daddy was a Jehovah's Witness. All I knew was I didn't want to serve their God because all they did was fight. And one day, thank you, Jesus, one day, the Lord told me to ask the lieutenant, what's my name? And she said, your name, holy woman. I said, no, for real, what's my name? She said, what? She said, let me see your band. I told her, I don't have one. She said, you know, that's a charge. I said, y'all never gave me one. So she asked me what I meant by that. We winded up in her office in the computers. I was never in their computers for 4 years. But I thank God for Upper Lockdown 27, because there I met Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God, who has forgiven all my sins and cleansed me and gave me a new mind, a new way of love. Not my ways, not my thoughts. Because that's how I got there in the beginning. For the next 6 months, glory be to God, they searched and searched and searched. They gave me an ID band. Amen. One day they called my name to go to court. When I got to court, they didn't even know what I was in court, in jail for. After being there 4.5 years, that was the greatest thing ever happened to me in my life. For he saved me from self-destruction. The decision came. Am I going to say yes to Jesus or no? I told him yes. And I'm here today to testify of it. To know that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. To God be all the glory, honor, and praise. No man, no man can take credit. No man can say, I got her out. No man can say, I got her in front of the judge. No man can say, I paid for a lawyer. No man can say any of those things. To God be all the glory, honor, and praise. He
Amen.
And him alone
yes.
saved me. Glory be to God. And he healed my body. Glory be to God. Shot twice in my head, twice in my stomach. Hey, hiya. Glory be to God, I say. Hallelujah. Said I'll never walk again. I'll never talk again. But here I am. Glory be to God. You see, God is good all the time.
Yes.
Not even when you're looking for it. He was with me from the very beginning. He was with me in there, and he brought me out with a mighty hand. Glory be to God. Now, people of God, you know, if the heavens can declare the glory of God, what about you? Or do you really think you got that job? Or you really think you paid for them car to go to college? Or do you really think you thought of that? Let's go. Glory be to God. Saints of God, it's time to glorify God. It's time to open up your mouth and praise the Lord. For God is with you all the time. And when you go through, he's in there with you. He says, be still and know that I'm God. He wants you to just stand still. Don't say nothing. Don't do nothing and watch him fight your battle for you.
Yes,
because he's going to prove to you that he loves you. He's going to show you that he loves you.
Yes,
then while you're in and going through all of that, you know that there's something greater than yourself. Who could heal you? Who could deliver you? Who could help you forgive yourself? Who could help you forgive others that you may go on and live? Glory be to the Most High God. I do have a few scriptures for you, people of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The sky proclaims the work of his hands. Come on. You know when you be driving, at times you just look up in the skies and the clouds move and look like they're dancing and they're drawing designs for you. Who does that? Day after day, they pull out speech. Night after night, they communicate knowledge. There is no speech. There are no words. Their voice is not heard. Their message has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. Glory be to God. Isaiah 40 and 22. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I'm just very grateful myself. I'm full of gratefulness. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Nehemiah 9 and 13. Glory be to God. Psalm 6, 22 and 23. The devil is a lie. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I tell you. Ain't no stopping Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bear with me, saints of God. Amen. Isaiah 44 and 6. Amen. Nehemiah 9:13. Ecclesiastes 11 and 7. And Ecclesiastes 2 and 5. When you get time, take out time and study to show yourself approved, people of God. Read God's word. He left, this is our instructions. This is our guidance. And above all, he left his spirit with us. Amen. That we be victorious in this life. Okay, you're going through. Feel like you're suffering. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. There's power in the word of God.
Amen.
And once you allow the Holy Spirit to rule, he will bring you from scripture to scripture. He alone will help you understand and comprehend and perceive his word that he left for you. Amen. And then find you a place to fellowship. Glory be to God. Where you could be taught the word.
Oh, that's right.
Glory be to God. With better understanding. Glory be to God. There are leaders left here for the saints of the Most High God. There are leaders left here to help you. Glory be to God. Find you somewhere. Take time out. Find you somewhere to bring you and your family. Glory be to God. To be fed, to get nourished, to get loved on. The word of God said we draw strength one from another. But if you don't fellowship, if you don't come together, how you going to draw strength? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We need each other, people of God. We need each other. Glory be to God. God said love your neighbor as you love yourself. But instead, you're mad because your neighbor put his trash can on your ground, on your lawn. Come on. People, God, it's time to get it together.
Amen.
Jesus Christ popped the sky open to come back to get the saints. Question is, are you ready? Are you positively, absolutely sure where you're going? Examine yourself. And then above all, communication with God is very simple. It's called talking.
That's right now.
Glory be to God. You don't need nobody to hold your hand, bust loose somewhere, just you. Let them think you're crazy. Hallelujah. You got to lose your mind anyhow to get the mind of Christ. Just begin to talk to him. Because believe you me, he's listening. He's waiting on you.
Yes,
the Spirit of the Lord say, come. Come. He's waiting on you.
Yes, Lord, yes.
And forgive yourself above all.
That's
forgive
right.
yourself.
That's right. Amen, that's right.
We make mistakes. We say things sometimes. Say I'm sorry. Forgive yourself and move on in life.
That's right.
Every good and perfect gift come down from the Father of life, whom there is no various shadows of turning. Every good gift, people of God, come from God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
every
Lord.
Good gift. Glory be to God. Good. Who strengthens you? Jesus. Who feeds you? Jesus. Who pays
every
your
good
bills?
Good.
Jesus, let me tell you how. If he didn't give you strength when he woke you up that day, how you got to work, how you worked that day, how you made that dollar, to God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. It's time to give God what's due him. And
yes,
that's to give God his glory.
Amen. That's
it's
right.
Not hard. Just open your mouth. Break out with a crazy praise. Let the next man think what he want to think. Glory be to God. Because guess what? Believe you me, he may be already doing it. You just don't know. Glory be to God. Victory is yours. The reason why we go through what we go through is because you need to know that you are a conqueror.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. You
Amen.
May not think you can cross over that gate, but I dare you get to that gate and watch you conquer it. For you can
Amen.
Do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthen you.
Yes,
sir. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Then there's favor, unmerited favor from God. God is just looking for somebody to give it to. Don't you want it?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory be to God. I just want, you know, I'm so very grateful because I see a thing. Glory be to God. That family's always families tonight. Whether it's
yes.
in the game right now, watching the game, they had a day today with their family. They ate together. They laughed together. They cried together. Glory
you
be to
know.
God. But guess what? You pleased your Father in heaven. Because that's what it's all about, family.
Amen. That's right.
The kingdom family is in high places. And you are invited as a special guest. Come and be a guest in the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Don't you know you're royal? You're
yes,
from a royal
Lord.
Priesthood.
Yes, Lord.
Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't look to the left or to the right. Man have a way to teach you, and if you open for it, you'll get it in you. Amen?
Amen.
But do what thus say the Lord. Hear what
That's
the
right.
Spirit say unto the church.
Yes, Lord.
Know who you are today. You are more
right.
than a conqueror.
More,
and
more,
there's
more.
Nothing that you cannot do without Jesus Christ.
I'm a witness.
I don't care what come. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hear your rent. Hear your rent. Your rent is $1.50. But you only have a dollar. And nobody will give you 50 cents. Did you hear that one? So, oh my God, where that 50 cent gonna come from? Look down on the ground and walk up the block. You might find 50 pennies. God is a way maker.
Yes, he is. I'm
and he reigns on the unjust just as well as the just. He's just waiting on you. Because Psalms are prayers. Proverbs. Come on. It's the statues. Come on. Come on. Learn. Get somewhere and learn. Because all of us need some help some of the time. And I'm talking to leaders, too. Because leaders need some help sometime too. Glory
Amen.
Be to God.
That's right.
Who have numbers under them. Glory be to God. We need help too. Glory
yes,
be to
Lord.
God. That's why we are one with another. We are to be with one another. Because we need each other.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And that's what God designed us for. I just want to tell you, to God be all the glory. for your life, for your family, for your family's family. And let me help you understand one more thing. God said that you're blessed.
Yes, sir.
Who report are you going to believe?
I know that's right.
Who report are you going to believe? Because guess what? You can't curse that which is blessed.
That's right.
I don't
now.
Care what word is said. I don't care what spell is done. I don't care what the witch is cooking in the pot. I don't care what the warlock say.
Mm-hmm.
You open for that? Whose report are you going to believe?
Glory
be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It's time to quit being quiet. It's time to open up your mouth and give God the glory.
Yes,
give God the glory. You can go in the store for just 10 bell peppers. You about to cook a meal out this world for your family. And they had everything but one thing in the store. And you don't see it nowhere. And just so happy before you leave out the store, here come the man that stacks and packs the store with a cart with just what you need on that cart. Was that a coincidence? Or was God as always on time?
Yes, Lord.
Come on. Come on, saints of God. People of God. Amen. It's time to repent. It's not hard to say I'm sorry.
That's right.
It's not hard. Because when you hold things in, it becomes sin in your body, and it eats your body up. It begin to make you sick. It begin to make you feel uncomfortable. Sin is sin.
Yes, right.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Newsflash, he see everything. He hear everything. Everywhere, all of the time.
Lord, yes.
Glory be to God. So if you think he didn't see you, he did. If you think you don't have to tell God you're sorry, you do.
That's right.
Why? Because he's seen you do it. And he heard your thought before you got it.
Oh, yes.
Come on. It's time to get right, saints, and let's go home. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I just give God the glory. Who is the King of Glory? Psalms 24. Open up ye gates that the King of Glory may come in. Lord, open up my heart that you may come in. Help us, O Lord. He knows if you're stiff-necked. He knows if you're rebellious.
Lord, yes.
And you do too, because it's not hidden from you.
That's right.
It's not. You are not hidden from you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop saying giving the devil all this credit.
Amen.
Stop it. Recognize yourself. Recognize when it's you.
That's right.
Because there's a real you in there. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Well, saints of God, people of God, I'm in Fogalusa, Louisiana, with my family. Amen. And my kingdom priesthood is who I am. And I am, my chief apostle is Chief Apostle Freeman of Holy Trinity. Glory be to God. I am Tabernacle Testimony and Fresh Fire Ministry. Glory be to God. And we doing the kingdom life. Get aboard. Get on the train. Get right, church, and let's go home. I love you guys. I love y'all so very much. And I'm just me. What about your Father in heaven who died for you? Glory be to God. You know. Well, I believe the King of Glory is going to come in for you who allow him to. Glory be to God. And I tell you, signs and wonders follow them who believe. If you fighting with a spirit of unbelief, say so. Say so. Great leaders fall too.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
And sometimes the Almighty God removes the anointing on them. Come on. You say, Yabosa. Yabahaya. While you seeking a church home, a place to fellowship, make sure. Amen. Go a couple of times. Make sure you recognize Jesus in the building.
That's right. Yes, Lord. Lord, yes.
Signs and wonders follow them who believe. Therefore, there's some things should be going on in the building. Glory be to God. Some people should be getting healed. Some people should be getting delivered. Glory be to God.
Glory.
I tell you, because God, the Almighty God, is power.
Oh, yes.
And his Holy Spirit delegates it. Come on.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Come on. Well, be blessed to the Lord by the power of his might, people of God. Bless you.
Amen.
And always
Amen.
Remember.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Bishop,
give God,
God
the
thank
glory.
You for that word on tonight. We know that it has not gone out void. We know that it is going to accomplish everything that God sets out for it to do.
Yes.
Because God knew before time who was going to be listening even on tonight. Before we were even
coming right.
out of mother's wombs, God knew who was going to be listening to this
He knew it all.
He already knew way back then, out of nowhere, God knew that this night was going to exist. And that Bishop Rosemary Jairu from Louisiana will be delivering this much-needed word. And somebody on the other end that's receiving this word and hearing this word has not only heard the word,
Amen.
But they have received this word. And someone that do not know Jesus Christ, we're touching and agreeing on one accord that someone that just heard this word that do not know Jesus Christ, now they can say they know the Lord Jesus Christ. They have asked him to come into their hearts and save them after hearing this word on tonight. To God be all the glory. After hearing this word, because he is worthy to be praised. So because that word went forth on tonight through this woman of God, someone received the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts and they opened their mouth and asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts. And for this, we are grateful that God's work is not being in vain. It's accomplishing what
God has
to do over the airways, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold after hearing the word. And that those that are in Christ Jesus, those that are faithful and committed unto God, will be strengthened and edified as they continue to hear God's word so that we can continue to move forward and be all that God has designed and purposed for each one of us to be as an individual and then as a corporate body of believers as we come together, touching and agreeing and working on one accord in this kingdom building here on earth.
Thank you, Lord.
God will get all the glory to God.
Yes.
Be all the glory. And that is a wonderful message tonight. Somebody needs to know. And just like that message title is so strong, today, as we said in the spiritual food for thought, mankind has set one day aside every year to say and to celebrate Thanksgiving. But we who are saved in Jesus' name, we know without a doubt that every day is a day of Thanksgiving.
Yes, every day.
You don't have to wait till just one day to celebrate and give God glory, honor, and praise.
Amen.
Thank you for who you are. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in every believer. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you cannot lie. You cannot fail. You cannot change. You are not like man.
Yes, Father.
You don't forget. You are our promise keeper.
Thank you.
You are our everything. So we just thank you for your word,
Father.
We bless your name on tonight because you're truly
worthy to
be glorified, to be honored, to be praised for who you are. So again, Bishop Dodd, we thank you for sharing this word on tonight on Thanksgiving night.
Amen.
And remember, listening audience, that she brings forth God's word over this worldwide platform every third Thursday night. So mark your calendars. So you see how powerful God is using this anointed woman of God. So we want to continue to
Thank you, Jesus.
Mark your calendar so you don't miss a word that God puts in her to share with the worldwide listeners that they will be blessed,
yes, Lord,
through her, as the Lord continue to bless her and strengthen her and use her, that he will continue to be glorified through her and the works of her hands. So right now we're going to get ready to close out a little bit early on tonight. I just, once again, thank you, listening audience. Thank you for faithfully tuning in. All those that are tuned in faithfully, even to the new listeners on tonight, we thank you for taking your time out on this Thanksgiving night to hear another word from the Lord. We know that it was gone out and is not in vain, and it has been received, and God has gotten the glory through this word that has been shared with us on tonight. So we pray now that, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name, because we know that without a doubt you are worthy of our praise. We thank you that we know without a doubt that every day you are to be praised. We thank you that we know without a doubt, Heavenly Father, that saved believers, we know all over the land that every day is a day of thanksgiving. So we bless your name on tonight. We thank you for your grace and mercy toward each one of us. Heavenly Father, we pray and thank you that your word has not gone out void. We thank you that your word is going to accomplish everything that you have set out for it to do, because you knew before time who was going to be listening on tonight and what we all stand in need of. So we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people. And yes, Father, we thank you that you have allowed my first cousin Mary Ann to come home out of the hospital after suffering with blood infection and intestinal infections and urine infection, but she's home now, and we just give you the glory for that. And thank you for allowing her brother, my cousin, Pastor Norman King, pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, who was suffering in the hospital due to the COVID virus, but he's home now and giving you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you that he's going to be able to deliver your word again on this coming Saturday night over this worldwide platform. We just thank you. We don't take anything that you do for us lightly or for granted. We thank you that we can always look unto the hills from which cometh our help, for all of our help comes from you, the Father of light. And Heavenly Father, I lift up my sister in Christ, Bishop Rosemary Jaru, on tonight, that you will send a financial blessing her way. Rain down from glory. Send your people through her area and in her sight, Heavenly Father, that will be able to bless her financially, Heavenly Father, that she will be able to take care of the bills that she needs to take care of, because we know that everything belongs to you. And we know that you are able to send your people her way, that she won't have to be worrying about where things are her finances are going to come from to take care of the bills, because you're already going to send the people her way to be a financial blessing to her and her family, that they will be able to turn around and look around and say it was nobody but God, and that they will give you the glory, honor, and praise, because we know that everything belongs to you. And so you said that we are to watch, you know, as well as pray. And we continue to look to the hills from which comes our help, because all of our help comes from you. So we bless your name on tonight. Continue to bless this worldwide platform and ministry, and everyone that faithfully tunes into this worldwide platform and ministry, and even those that have tuned in for the first time on tonight, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts. Continue to have your way over this worldwide platform, that you will continue to be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, this coming Saturday night, the word of God will be coming from my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. So if you want to tune in on this Saturday night at 8 o'clock p.m. and be blessed by another word from the Lord. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.